Many Florida citrus growers, especially those who've been around for decades, like to swap stories about the old days in citrus. More than 50 of them gathered in Tavares last week for a Mature Citrus Mentors, or Citrus Old Timers, luncheon. Several shared some of their early recollections with Southeast AgNet. One was Jim Ellis, who also told his fellow old timers about citrus label history. Here, Ellis discusses his own citrus history.
I was born in a house in an orange grove in Alturas, Florida, and the doctor that delivered me was Commissioner of Agriculture Putnam's great-grandfather.
Were your parents in the citrus business?
All my life, my parents, my family had some orange grove, and when my grandson steps upon the early Ellis property, he becomes the fifth generation that has trod upon that Polk County citrus soil.
Any old stories, fun things about your early days in the business?
I go back to when fruit pickers, the crews would come into the groves in the morning, and they would all, as they started removing the fruit from the tree, on one side of the grove, we'd hear a spiritual begin to sing a spiritual song, and that would be echoed by every picker in that grove would pick that up, and you could hear it as that song moved across the grove being sung by the pickers.
We'll offer more of these recollections in the weeks to come. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.